your mind up based on. We urge you to call right now, 877-500-5266. Make the call that makes it possible for KVU to happen. And if you haven't heard our coverage from Standing Rock, the amazing Hamilton and Dennis Moynihan join me in going to Standing Rock to cover the resistance, thousands of Native Americans and allies who are standing up to challenge the fossil fuel economy, clean water, 10 million people getting water from the Missouri River dependent upon it. If you haven't heard it, go to democracynow.org. That exclusive 6-minute broadcast from the resistance, from people standing up against the pipeline, and the pipeline company so desperate to continue the building and the destruction of the sacred lands that they unleashed dogs, pepper spray, attacked and tackled protesters. Or the protesters actually don't even call themselves that. They say, we're not protesters, we're protectors. You hear them talking about this in their own voices. We urge you to call 877-500-5266. We cannot do this work without you. It's dead serious, folks. 877-500-5266. And if you want to come to New York, watch the broadcast, sit on the set, and I host you and your guests for dinner. What an amazing time we'll have. You don't have to know when you can do it, but you got to make the pledge right now. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to KVU to keep independent media alive. There isn't a time that is more important than now in the midst of this critical 2016 election when all these issues should be on the table. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Please make your call.
That's right. Be like Carol, a new member from Portland, or from Bend. I'm sorry, Carol. Central Oregon.
Thank you,
calling
Ben.
In. Yep. And James from Portland, who renewed his membership. Thank you, James.
Nice, James.
So call 877-500-5266. Help build that underground pipeline of information that Amy and all the other great journalists that support KVU are out there filling with information you need to make decisions. 877-500-5266. We have a matching fund going on during the program, so you've still got a few minutes to squeeze in. You give $20, we get $40. So please, 877-500-5266.
Make that call. Fill these phone lines. Ensure that KVU knows that you appreciate Democracy Now!, your daily, grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international, investigative news hour. You get this broadcast because KVU is there. So please call in. Every day, someone else just happens to stumble on KVU. Because you kept it alive today, they can discover it tomorrow. It's a community resource, a community watering hole. It is a gold mine of information, not just Democracy Now!, but all the local and national and international broadcasts you hear here. This is your station. Prove it. Call in 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. We're in a matching period. Every dollar you pledge is matched dollar for dollar by a wonderful, generous, anonymous donor. That number again, 877-500-5266. Make the call that makes it possible for KVU to continue. KVU is so close to my heart, whether we're joining you at the Baghdad Theater or right there in KVU Studios or wherever we are that we come and celebrate KVU. It is a real honor to be with you live, but virtually every day. And if you depend on Democracy Now!, hearing Bree Newsom today, hearing Corinne Mack today, hearing Mark Lewis today from We the People Oklahoma, hearing Hannibal Johnson, the leading historian on Black Wall Street. And there was a part you didn't even get to hear, and you got to go to Democracy Now! To hear that. We have the tape in Connecticut. It's an astounding story. These state troopers confiscated the video camera of a protester. They didn't realize the camera was still on, and they take it over to their car, their patrol car. They put it on the roof of the car, and it's videoing them scheming what to charge him with and how to cover their you-know-what, and they use that term. It's amazing. It's the last segment of our show, 877 877- 500-5266. Please make your call. We cannot do this work without you. And then another part you didn't get to hear was Rashad Robinson of Color of Change talking about Donald Trump calling for a national stop and frisk. It was declared unconstitutional in New York because 4 million young African-American men and women, Latino men and women, stopped over a number of years. Around 90% of them found innocent, but it's kind of rite of passage, a very, very sad rite of passage that only a small percentage of our population goes through, the Latino and Black population. Ruled unconstitutional, banned in New York, where Donald Trump comes from, and he's calling for it to be instituted nationally. We urge you to call right now. And we had Rashad Robinson responding. We cannot do this work without you. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Your call counts. We cannot do this work without you. 877-500-5266. Make the call that makes a difference. If you want a copy of our book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movement's Changing America, written with David Goodman and Dennis Moynihan, we wrote the book and published it this spring and came to KBOO to celebrate. Whether we're talking about that or whether you can get that for $75, a Democracy Now! T-shirt for $75. You can get the CD of our talks in Portland when we came out for the fundraiser for $75, or dinner and a show for $2,000. Your call makes the difference. Fill the phone lines, folks. We want to break a record today, and it sends a message that those in power, that we will hold those in power accountable. Whether we're covering the standoff at Standing Rock, whether we're covering the protests in Tulsa and Charlotte, whether we're covering the anti-war movement confronting the endless wars in the Middle East, your call makes it all possible. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
Be like Lauren from Portland, who called in just a few moments ago and renewed the membership. Marguente, I apologize if I mispronounced that, from Portland, also renewing. And John from Vancouver renewing. Join those folks and dial 877-500-5266. Be a part of building that underground pipeline of information that Amy's talking about so we can continue to keep you informed about what's really happening by giving you programming like Democracy Now! 877-500-5266.
Please make that call. Fill these phone lines. The reason Dave and I keep repeating the number is it's the lifeline of KBOO. And if you're saying, okay, enough with the number, you can only say that if you've already made the call. That number again is 877-500-5266. Nothing I'd like more than to stop saying that number. I'll be saying in my sleep. 877-500-5266. But the reason we are doing this is because KBOO doesn't turn to the weapons manufacturers when we cover war. KBOO doesn't turn to the oil, the gas, and the coal companies when we cover climate change, whether when we cover the standoff at Standing Rock. KBOO doesn't turn to the insurance industry and the drug companies when we cover healthcare in America. We ask you to call in right now. We turn to you. It is our sacred bond with you. 877-500-5266.
You know, Amy,
no amount of money is too small.
Right. We're hoping to, we have a goal of $1,500 for this program, and we still need to raise about $400 or so. So we still have a few minutes left for people to dial in at 877-500-5266. And don't forget, folks, we have that matching grant going on. So you donate $50, we get $100, but you need to do that now.
That would just be four people calling in and pledging $50, and we meet the match because that's $100 times four, $400, and we've raised that $1,500. If we've ever helped you reach a goal in terms of getting information, we ask you to help us reach this goal for KBOO. The money you pledge goes directly to KBOO, to your station in Portland, your community radio station, 48 years old, celebrating 48 golden years. Please call in right now as KBOO is working to make a huge golden anniversary in 2018, 50-year celebration. Let's ensure its future together right now. We urge you to call in. You know that the biannual News and Public Affairs Day is Friday, tomorrow, September 23rd, featuring news and public affairs programming all day from 7 to 8. 7 in the morning to 8 p.m. I hope to join you again tomorrow. But please make that call right now, because you give us courage. You give us hope. You let us know there's a reason to do this programming, because you're right there at the other end. And you want to ensure the highest quality global information so that you can make up your mind. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Your call makes it possible. Your call makes the difference. We cannot do this work without you. It is that simple. Call in, celebrate KABU, and celebrate Democracy Now! You know, our work every day is so critical, and the group of people we work with, the dedicated producers, journalists, reporters, videographers, deeply committed to independent information, this underground railroad of information. It should not be this hard. When we get to the heart of a story, when we're on the front lines, we should not be arrested. There's a reason why our profession, journalism, is the only one explicitly protected by the U.S. Constitution, because we're supposed to be the check and balance on power. You send a very strong message, not only to the powers that be in North Dakota who've issued the arrest warrant against me, but to powers that be all over that would suppress freedom of the press, that in turn suppresses the public's right to know. We urge you to call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And by the way, whether you pledge $50, KABU gets $100 because we're in a match period. Someone else will match your $50. Or $2,000 for dinner and a show. Think of a birthday coming up, an anniversary. Think of a holiday, a graduation you want to celebrate. Maybe you want to meet up with a friend in New York and come to Democracy Now! Studios. Sit on the set, watch the broadcast, and then I personally host you for dinner. We have a wonderful, life journey at dinner. I get to hear your whole life story, where you were born, where you grew up, what you're doing now, what you want to be doing, and your guest, whoever that might be. Or maybe you want to give this to other people, maybe for an anniversary celebration or a wedding celebration. And together we can all toast KABU, because that's what this celebrates. And that's a $2,000 contribution, but that contribution goes directly to KABU. That number again is 877-500-5266. You don't have to know when you can do this. Just make the pledge, and then Democracy Now! Will immediately get in touch with you and work out the details of when you want to come to New York. It could be now, it could be in a year. You could say, I'll email you in 6 months, but you got to make the pledge now.
You know,
877-500-5266.
Just wanted to jump in here, Amy, to thank Kathy in Portland for renewing her membership, Gerald in Portland, who also renewed, Catherine in Portland, who renewed, and Kim, who is a new member. And we'd like to hear more new members out there, because we know we have lots of listeners who listen to Amy every day. And you need to be a member. You need to join and be part of this exciting experience of community radio.
Tomorrow, Juan Gonzalez is co-hosting on Friday. Today, Nermeen Sheikh co-hosted. If you appreciated today's broadcast, call in. One of the issues we'll be taking up, I think, but, you know, breaking news breaks the show every day, is did any of you hear the Elizabeth Warren hearing? That's what I'll call it, the Senate Banking Committee. And before that committee, you have the CEO of Wells Fargo, and she says, how is it you can possibly fire 5,200 people who make like $12 an hour? And say that they were the ones who, in some kind of rogue way, defrauded the customers of Wells Fargo. And she said, and there you're making hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, my God, did she rake them over the coals? And we're going to talk about what is this scandal at Wells Fargo. And, of course, we'll continue to keep you updated on whether the Charlotte police released the videotape on the police killing of an African-American man and what's happening in Tulsa. And, of course, in the indigenous gathering that's happening right now at the UN, we'll bring you the latest from the a standoff at Standing Rock over the Dakota Access Pipeline. We are there for you. It's also the anniversary of martial law in the Philippines, and there are protests happening in Manila and around the Philippines. We urge you to call in, not to mention the campaign trail and being here, bringing you the latest. And, of course, we'll be covering the major debate that's happening on Monday night. It's not including third-party candidates, but we'll be there Monday night as well as Tuesday morning, bringing you the latest of that first presidential debate. The number to call is 877-500-5266. You get it here on KABU. We're asking you to support your station. the station that doesn't turn to the weapons manufacturers or the oil, gas, and coal companies or the insurance industry or big pharma to bring you your news sponsored by the corporations. It's listener-sponsored. It's people-powered. Please call in and make that a reality. 877-500-5266. KABU wouldn't do this fundraising drive if they didn't need the support. We're asking you to call in right now and be as generous as you can to raise the questions in this critical election year that aren't raised in the corporate media. 877-500-5266. Make the call that makes the difference. Please call.
And we have some more folks here we want to thank. We have Kim in Portland, who renewed. Marla in Hood River, new member. Let's hear it for new members. Eric in Salem, who's renewing. And Kate in Portland, who is also renewing. We want to thank all of them for supporting KABU and Democracy Now! And if you haven't called in yet, again, matching funds. You donate $20, we get $40. 877-500-5266. There's another phone ringing.
Thank you for that call. Now, I wanted to ask you something, Dave. How many lines are coming into KABU? How many people can call in at once?
Well, that's a good question. Let's go to Central here and ask. We have five lines right now that we're using, but, you know, we have folks.
And how many other lines are available?
Oh, wow. I think we have at least two or three more. But the point is we can stack them up and folks can, if they're just willing to be a little patient, we can take the calls. We're here waiting for them.
Thank you so much.
So please call. Fill those phone lines. And also, you're celebrating the volunteers at KABU. You might not be able to walk on over right now or ride your bike or whatever to get to KABU and help answer phone calls, but someone is dedicating their time, and you're making their time worthwhile. They're not there just to hang out. They're there to answer your calls and help out KABU. We're all in this together. It is a community effort. From New York, while I'm speaking to you right now, last week talking to you from North Dakota, also you hearing directly from Tulsa and from Charlotte. You know, we don't bring you the pundits who know so little about so much explaining the world to us and getting it so wrong. We go to the heart of the story. Democracy Now! Is news with a heart. And if you appreciate that, please call in and pledge what you can. And your pledge will be doubled in this match period. And you don't even have to be the one doubling it. But KABU will get that doubling of your support. That number again, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. And again, if you want to get a signed copy of Democracy Now! 20 years covering the movements, changing America, I wrote it with my colleague, Dennis Moynihan, and my brother, journalist David Goodman. That book, Covering the Movements, Changing America, it's called, yes, the title of our show, Democracy Now!, it's yours for $75, and you get a year-long membership to KABU. If you want to get a Democracy Now! T-shirt or the CD of our talks when we came through KABU and we celebrated with that great celebration, I had such a great time there with you, 877-500-5266. Get the CD or get the book or get both, $150. Get the T-shirt. That would be $225 if you want to get them all together. If you want to get dinner and a show and come to New York, it's no expenses paid. But when you get here, we treat you royally, tour you through the greenest internet TV radio studio in the country. You sit on the set as you watch the broadcast. You meet the guests. You meet the team that makes Democracy Now! Happen. Maybe Rashad Robinson will be here, or Bree Newsom, or Noam Chomsky. Maybe Jeremy Scahill or Glenn Greenwald will be here, or Laura Poitras, or Arundhati Roy, or Isabel Allende, who I just saw. We urge you, please make that call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Please call in. We cannot do this without you, only together. And again, if you want to get a copy of our book, Democracy Now!, it's yours for $75. Want to come to the set of Democracy Now!, watch the broadcast live in New York City. You know, schools come from all over the world, their classes, to watch the broadcast and talk with our guests and with our team afterwards. You can be just like that school, coming here, kicking back, drinking fair trade organic coffee, freshly baked muffins and bagels, meeting the team, watching the broadcast. Because, you know, you're listening on the radio now, but we are a TV show as well. And you get to watch that broadcast and meet the guests. Who knows who will be here, but you'll have a wonderful time. Oh, Tom Morello was in recently. Billy Bragg was in. Michael Moore, perhaps. Who knows who will be here, but you'll be a part of it. Danny DeVito stops by. He lives just around the corner. 877-500-5266. make that call right now. We cannot do that this without you. If you want to pledge $2,000 for dinner and a show, a reservation, and we'll work out the details with you, or you want to pledge $20, Cable will get $40 because we're in this match period. But make the call now so Democracy Now! Can continue right here on KBOO, 877-500-5266.
I see that we have a phone line open right now, a volunteer who's not taking a call. So encouraging folks, let's get that person busy by dialing 877-500-5266. We want to thank Eric in Salem for renewing. Kate in Portland, who's a new member.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Kate.
Juby in...
And thank you, Tim. And thank you, Kathleen. And thank you, James.
Juby in Portland, who renewed. And we got one person headed to New York City to be with Amy.
You're kidding.
Yeah, someone has taken you up on your invite there, Amy. We'll have more.
Oh, fantastic. So I'm going to stop eating right now so that I can be plenty hungry when they come. Because I'll tell you how it is. Oh, that is fantastic. So they'll come and bring a friend, or they'll give this as a gift to other people, or maybe they're celebrating a happy. If it's a birthday, by the way, I always sing happy birthday. And we've got a gong, and we sing the whole thing, and we celebrate. But anniversary, graduation. So they're going to come to the set. They're greeted at the front door of Democracy Now! They sit down and are very comfortable couches, and they're handed, or they get for themselves, our wonderful fair trade organic coffee or tea, freshly baked muffins, bagels, kicking back, watching the show, meeting everyone behind the scenes, touring through the greenest internet TV radio studio in the country. And it's not over. It's not done. In addition to being a part of the family here, I have the honor of taking you out to dinner or lunch or brunch, whatever works into your schedule. And we really get to know each other, go on a life journey. And I hear your life story and your guest. Maybe it's a friend you want to meet up with in New York, or your partner, or a daughter, a son, a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle. We can have a fantastic time. That's dinner and a show. I can't wait. Now, maybe someone else wants to match that person and also pledge for dinner and a show.
There we
Whether
go.
Whether you pledge $2,000, it is tax-deductible charitable contribution, or $25, what counts is your call, 877-500-5266. Please call.
Well, as you heard, 877-500-5266. That is the magic number for supporting community radio and supporting the best journalist in town, or best journalist in the country, in fact, Amy Goodman. But you need to dial 877-500-5266. As you've heard, we're in a matching fund moment here. So if you call during the program, you contribute $50, we get $100. So take advantage of that. It's a big boost to us and really helps us continuing doing what we do, which is provide you with that source of information you don't find anywhere else. 877-500-5266.
Please make that call. Fill these phone lines. Your call makes it possible. I don't know if it's possible to raise $4,000 during this fundraising pitch, but it would sure blow us away.
It would be a pretty good
goal.
Show
your honoring of KBOO. Do you think it's possible, Dave?
I think we can do it. I think we have enough time left. I know that we're moving. Our folks are so busy right now, they're having a hard time tallying all the money in. So let's keep doing it. 877-500-5000.
Well, let's move the target constantly. I'm sure people appreciate that every time we raise more. But that the reason is our ultimate target is ensuring independent media in Portland. And, of course, that's ensuring it globally because Portland's online. KBOO's online as well. We urge you to go to the phone, and people can tune in from Mongolia to Mozambique, from Maui to Venezuela to Guyana to
Tierra del Fuego.
We urge you to call in right now to Maryland. KBOO is on the air and online. Wherever you're listening, we ask you to call 877-500-5266. You can get a copy of my book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. We urge you to call. It hits a New York Times bestseller list, but for me, it's not a bestseller until you get it. 877-500-5266, or get the CD of the talk, $75, or our T-shirt. It's a Statue of Liberty. Her torch, the microphone, is our logo. That's $75, or get the T-shirt, the CD, and the book for $225, or simply pledge $20. Any one of these is matched dollar for dollar. And if you want to come to New York, I'm looking at Renee Feltz, who has been here helping out every single day. Our senior producer, Mike Burke, just got married. You know that he and his wife, Michelle, and it was a beautiful wedding under the Brooklyn Bridge, only marred in the evening as we were down at a Chinatown restaurant having a huge celebration and dancing, only marred by the Chelsea bombings that we heard about. You know, it's right where our studio is, as we were on the dance floor. Really astounding. I mean, this is life in New York. We urge you to call right now. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Call in right now. But Renee's been filling in for Mike. You meet the entire team when you call in, 877-500-5266. You know, we have a two-minute clip I'd love you to hear of Rashad Robinson. It's right where we left off. We finished with Black Wall Street in Tulsa and the protests that are going on there. And then we had a few minutes with Rashad, head of Color of Change, responding to Donald Trump, calling for nationwide stop and frisk, which was declared unconstitutional in his own city of New York by a federal judge. And he's calling it for it to be
incredible.
Instituted
incredible.
Nationwide. I'd love you to hear that 2 minutes, but please call. I think I'm going to have to get off. But
I was going to say, Amy,
coming in. I'm just coughing to urge you to cough it up, folks. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy Goodman. And as Amy said, you need to dial 877-500-5266. And before we go back to that clip, want to thank Jane in Vancouver for renewing, Dean in Corvallis for renewing, Dawn in Portland for renewing, Nancy in Hillsboro for renewing, Marla in Hood River, and Justin in Portland, both new members. And that's what we appreciate folks renewing, but we want to hear about more new members. So 877-500-5266.
Good morning. This is KBOO Portland. It's 8:25. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland 5, presenting The Trump Card, a breakdown of what makes Trump tick by storyteller Mike Daisy. Daisy tells Trump's story from his earliest days, tracking him as he makes himself into a new American archetype. The Trump Card takes place September 25th at the Newmark Theater. Tickets and information are available at portland5.com. Coming up next, Voices from the Edge, Joanne Hardesty will host a discussion of the increase in the rhetoric of hate in our country and what we can do about it to stop it. Next.
At the time of John Coltrane's death in the summer of 1967, he had revolutionized jazz with his innovative, demanding techniques, his depth, and his relentless devotion to his music. He was only 40 years old. Now, nearly 50 years later, he is one of the most dominant influences on post-1960 jazz and has inspired an entire generation of jazz musicians. This Friday, September 23rd, would have been the 90th birthday of John Coltrane, and at KBOO we are going to celebrate with an all-night marathon, including John Coltrane thank you gifts for those who call in to join KBOO before midnight. So join us this Friday night, September 23rd, beginning at 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. as we celebrate the 90th birthday of John Coltrane here on KBOO Portland.
Good morning, I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. We're getting a little late start today, but I just love when Amy Goodman just decides that she's going to help KBOO raise the money necessary to keep us on the air. And poor Amy, you could tell she's got a cold, scratchy throat, but she's a trooper, you know? She was here, and we very much appreciate her being here. My program today is really focused on this new phenomena that we have around hate in Oregon. It appears that hateful behavior, you know, there used to be a time that people who were racist and Islamophobic and nasty people kept it to themselves, or they only talked to the people who thought like them. We are now living at a time where hate speech, hate actions are becoming much, much more visible. And we've noticed this over the last year in Oregon. And I'm going to quickly talk about some of the incidents that have come up over Oregon over the last year, and then ask you, like, what can we do to, like, counter this? I know some people will say, oh, it's because Trump's running for office and Trump's a racist. And I will tell you that it's not Trump by himself, because if it was just him, he's an idiot, so it really wouldn't make that big a difference. The problem is that he is empowering a group of people who have been undercover, who've not been very visible until this year. And so in November, you might remember that residents of Malala woke up to KKK flyers that had been left on their door as they slept that evening. In addition to Malala, residents in Westland, Gresham, and Oregon City also had that same experience. And that was November of last year when that came to light. You may also remember that in November of last year, there was a hate crime at Lewis and Clark College. There was a black student that was assaulted on campus by three white men who were using racial epithets. 26-year-old student, that was, again, November last year. I also want to bring to your attention that even in, and so, in a response to this increase in KKK activity and recruitment by white supremacist groups, in January of this year, Unite Oregon held a forum at Portland City Hall, a rally to stand for love and interrupt hate. It was standing room only. There were hundreds of people that showed up. It was very diverse in ethnicity, race, age, demographics. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And so as a community, that was how we responded to the KKK flyers that had been showing up. But just a couple of months later in March, there was a Buddhist monk who was attacked in a hate crime in Hood River. What happened to Cousin Samson said he was dressed in his traditional brown robe. When the attacker approached him, he said the stranger suddenly yelled and kicked his car door, hitting him in the head. The man then referred to Samson as a Muslim and walked away. That was March of this year. And so in May of this year, there was a suspicious church fire at a Vancouver church known for inclusiveness. They suffered a suspicious fire. There was a fire that damaged the roof and the interior of the church in the Hazel Dell neighborhood. It is said and believed by law enforcement that it was in retaliation to the diversity of the folks who worship at that location. The pastor, Jennifer Brownell, stated that we have always been at the forefront in a lot of ways, welcoming gay and lesbian people and really involved in children's issues and racial issues in this building. And that may be why they were targeted with the fire in May of this year. Let's see. And of course, you all know the story about Creswell, Oregon. There was a man arrested. There was an arrest made because there was a gentleman who is African-American that lives in the community, and a neighbor of his, 45-year-old Rodney Bloomberg, made racial slurs towards the neighbor and intimidating comments. The victim identified himself as half black with brown skin and black curly hair. He was arrested a couple of days later for the incident, and he was charged with second-degree intimidation. I'm sharing these with you because this is becoming not just isolated incidents, but in fact, this is becoming the norm. And that should be a worry and a concern to us all. And of course, we've got some recent incidents like the arrest of a Nazi skinhead named Brent Lester, 35, was arrested by Clark County sheriffs. He was arrested. Well, actually, this is the gentleman with him. Let me go up a little bit. This is actually the gentleman, and I use that term loosely when I call him a gentleman. But this was the case in Gresham where there was a couple who came across a 19-year-old African-American man in the Gresham 7-Eleven store parking lot. The gentleman is covered in tattoos that indicate that he's part of a white supremacist group called European Kindred that's based in Oregon. And as per the Mercury, they said they also found several references that he and his associates have made online backing up of his connection to this group through his online communication. So here's what happened. Russell Courtier and his girlfriend, 35-year-old Colleen Hunt, are accused of mowing down Lonell Bruce with their Jeep after Courtney and Bruce got in a fight August 10th outside a Gresham 7-Eleven store. Courtier and Hunt were officially indicted for murder, and they have been charged with a hate crime. Witnesses said that they could hear the woman, Colleen Hunt, yelling, "Get him, baby, get him, baby," as he took his car and aimed it at this 19-year-old young man, causing his death. And so they have both been charged with a hate crime, and we will await their prosecution. And so, in case you think, and that was in Gresham, and that was in September. It was actually in August. I'm sorry. It was in August where that incident happened. And then in August as well, there was two African-American women riding a MAX train headed to Beaverton. And I keep saying gentleman because I guess I was raised right. A white man, got on the train and was begging people for 75 cents each. The two black women said no. The man went and sat close to them and then got up and came and stood over them and started hurling racial epithets at them. And then was verbally abusing them in an extremely loud manner. Ironically, though the train had a lot of people on it, most of the people on the train were white, and all of the white people on the train ignored what was happening to these two African-American women, which I should say one also had an infant baby with her. And so luckily, there were three young Hispanic gentlemen, 17, 18, and 21, all brothers, who saw this taking place and went up to the man and approached them and started filming him on their cell phone camera. And they asked him to stop, asked him to get off the train. Ironically, I found out later is that the women who were being verbally abused by this really big white guy were sitting pretty close to where the driver on TriMet sits, where the MAX driver would sit. So it was pretty close. And so he should have been able to hear it, as did all the other passengers on the train. But it took three young men to come and confront this gentleman and this man on the train, and these three young men asked them to stop. And of course, then he started verbally abusing them. But they were able to get him to get off the train. And then he got back on the train a second later, but then he ultimately got off at the next stop. Now, what's interesting about this story is how many people on the train did absolutely nothing while these two women were being abused for the same thing that everybody else did, which was not give the guy 75 cents. This is the Oregon that we live in today. And it is very, very troubling that this is the Oregon that we live in. And my question to you is this acceptable to you? Amy talked earlier about the latest police killing an unarmed black man. And I'm not even going there. I'm not even doing any analysis of that today. I will do that on another day. But today, I'm just talking about people that we encounter on the street throughout Oregon who now think it's okay to verbalize their hate, to physically abuse people because they hate them based on the color of their skin or where they were born or what their religious affiliation is. It's not acceptable. It never has been acceptable, but it's becoming the norm in Oregon. And so my question is, what are you going to do? Of course, what you're going to do first is you're going to call KBOO and become a member if you haven't done that yet. And you could do that by calling 877-500-5266 because collectively we are the weapon of mass information. And we, as per my friend Greg Pallas, that's who we are. That's what we do. And we bring you the unvarnished, uncorporate spin on what's happening in our community. And so, Dave, I know that you've been working hard out there. You and Amy Goodman were just doing it. But I know we still need to raise more money because we still have another 4 days or so of fund drive.
That's right, Joanne. And I first want to just thank some folks who called in while you were talking a little earlier here. And Elizabeth in Laster, North Carolina, renewed her membership. James in Vancouver is a new member. We love getting new members into the organization.
Yes,
here.
Yes, we do.
Jan in Portland renewed. Rainer in Portland renewed. Dennis in Corbett is renewing, as is John in Milwaukee and Alice in Portland. We want to thank all those folks for renewing their membership. If you haven't done so, now's the time by dialing 877-500-5266. And if you're one of those listeners who hasn't become a member yet, now's the time, 877-500-5266. We're offering as a thank you gift, we have a very special limited edition t-shirt. It's the design is by artist Anna Vo. It's a higher being, and I think we all are higher beings when we listen to KBOO, because that's what it does.
That's right.
So for a pledge of $120, that's $10 a month, and we can set it up that way, you get this very cool t-shirt. You get to support community radio. You support programming like Joanne's Voices from the Edge, which I know I rely on every week for getting what we used to call the straight skinny. And I know you did too, Joanne.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, we would love you to give us a call. We want you to join the KBOO family. We know that collectively we can do anything. And when all of us give a little bit, it makes such a huge difference. And so whatever you can afford, we love it when you sign up for monthly contributions that just come out of your paycheck out of your checking account or on your credit card. We can even do that nowadays. I tell you, we're advancing with our technology. But, you know, it's about community. It's about community radio. It's about community voices. Gosh, Amy Goodman just continues to amaze me. I was so worried about her this morning because I could tell early that she had a scratchy throat. And did she, what a trooper. She just came in and she pitched nonstop for 40 minutes straight. You know, you've got to be impressed with that. And that's a woman that doesn't have to do that. She is so well known around the world that she doesn't have to do that. Just like Greg Pallas, they don't have to pitch for KBOO, right? But they love us. They're a part of our family. They understand the necessity to have KBOO on the air. And they do it because for the love of community, for the love of organizing, for the love of having a community voice that is loud, that is proud, that is clear about what it is they need and want. And so, again, 877-500-5266.
That's right. We want to feel the love today. We want to feel it. We want to raise $800, and we have 15 minutes, and I know we can do it because I know Voices from the Edge listeners, they're great members. They really support the radio station. They're going to show that now by dialing 877-500-5266 and saying, I want to be a member, or I want to renew my membership, and I'm going to throw in a few extra bucks just while I'm at it.
Just because I'm feeling the love.
Feel the love. Yes. That's what it's about.
We thank you very much. I got another story I want to talk about, and I'll come back and check in and make sure that we're on track in just a few minutes. But I want to talk about the most recent incident of hate that took place very recently in Northeast Portland. And so on a corner of Northeast 9th and Killingsworth, there were three young African-American boys sitting in an automobile outside of their grandmother's house waiting for the mother and grandmother to complete their conversation. The kids were sitting in the mother's car, and a white man on a bicycle came up, got off his bike, walked up to the car window and said, "Are you okay?" To which the kids respond, "Yes." And after they responded, "Yes," he took bear spray. And if you know anything about pepper spray, bear spray is like 10 times as more severe than pepper spray. But he took bear spray and sprayed these three kids in their face and eyes with this spray. The mom and grandmom saw the kids running and screaming. They called the police. Neighbors came out and supported the mother and the grandmother. And the police were called. The fire department showed up. The fire department washed out the kids' face and eyes. And one of the kids, the oldest one, the 12-year-old, ultimately had to be taken to the emergency room and held for over 4 hours because of the severity of the spray that took place. Now, the kids say that the gentleman, why do I keep calling racist gentlemen? I don't get that. I got to get that out of my brain. The man who actually sprayed these children was yelling racial slurs at the children and mom and grandmother after he sprayed the kids with this bear spray. It is now being investigated as a hate crime, but it's my hope that it's really being investigated, because I was very disappointed in some of the earlier media reports that implied that the family was not cooperating and not being responsive to the police who were investigating this particular incident. I will tell you that I've actually spoken to the grandmother several times, a beautiful woman who's lived on that corner for over 27 years, homeowner, no problems with the police ever. And so the fact that this happened to this family is very, very troubling. I know, just being a African-American woman, just walking or driving or experiencing the new inner Northeast Portland does not feel safe. It doesn't feel safe because it is overwhelmed with people who have a sense of entitlement, I believe. You know, they moved in, they have a lot of money, they think everything's for them, and if you're in their way, why are you here? I think that's a problem. And so I think as a community, we have to have a plan to really immediately, whenever we hear of an incident like this, we as the community have to be able to rapidly respond so that people know right away that this is not acceptable behavior and we will not accept it in our community. Yes, Trump has made it easier, but I mean, I've always thought Trump was an idiot, and I haven't changed my opinion of that. The fact that he's an idiot that could possibly be president is terrifying. But what I realize is that he has given permission to all those underground races. Now they don't have to be underground because they have someone vying for the highest office in the land that actually tells them that they're right, that they have been misused. People of color have taken what belongs to them. And that is the huge problem. And so, as a community, what will we do? That's our challenge. What is it that we're going to do to make sure that when we see it, we interrupt it, we stop it, we don't allow it? I'm going to go to the phone line. Hello, Zach. Good morning. Welcome to K-Book.
Good morning. I have been long awaiting to greet you because you have been a salvation that provides hope for me for years.
What a sweet thing to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. I really do appreciate it, and you are one of my most revered heroes of the current day.
Well, you're making me blush, Zach. Cut that out.
All right. I just wanted to provide a few insights.
Okay.
As a white heterosexual male in Portland, I get to enjoy and execute white privilege and heterosexual privilege on a daily basis that almost knows no bounds. Mm-hmm. Keeping that in mind, knowing that that's what I have is one of the only ways that I'm able to remind myself that I have it and be conscious of what my actions do.
Yes.
Whether that's a decisive action, whether it's something that I've done and affected someone indirectly or directly.
Right.
White people in Portland don't need to worry about this.
No.
Because they get to label themselves as progressive. This is a blue state. Racism. If we're in a post-racial society, or we get to say, I don't see color, and dismiss the entire historical narrative of oppression that people's ancestors have brought upon African Americans, Native Americans, and Latinos since time immemorial. So that was one thing that I wanted to say, is that white folks here in Portland get to say that race isn't so bad because, for them, they live in white Portland, in northeast Portland, and I grew up on Kirby Street for a little bit in the 90s when I moved up here from Richmond, California.
So okay.
I know what it's like to live in a difficult place, but I also know that white historical and institutional memory does not remember that the Klan used to run Oregon.
That's right. That's it absolutely doesn't remember, right.
Yeah, it doesn't remember that it pushed all the black folk out of northwest Portland
right.
into northeast Portland and
right.
made Chinatown.
That's right.
White people who come here don't understand the history of racism, of redlining, ever. So what they do get to do is they do get to act progressive. They do get to wave around a hashtag Bernie, Hillary, et cetera, Trump. I don't care. Whatever you want to choose. Choose your lesser of two evils to me. It doesn't matter. What you're talking about on the max for me, and I'm trying not to go over my time because I know that that's a sensitive thing on community radio. People who get to experience what it's like to watch a white male take out aggression upon people of color, specifically women of color,
right.
is one of the most unforgiving and disgraceful things
yes.
I've ever seen in Portland. I call people like that POSACs. It's an acronym, and I would love it if you would use it from this point on, if you're welcome to. PASAC, which are passive-aggressive, socially awkward Caucasians.
I love it.
Without fail, this city is a bastion of that kind of spawn and ilk, and it drives me nuts when I have to sit down and talk to people and explain to them the history of their narrative as to why it is that they don't get the privilege to just excuse themselves of living in northeast Portland and being artsy and fartsy and making their jeans tighter and growing their beards longer. I hope that someone out there did take offense to this, because my message is specifically for you. Go read a book, go watch a documentary, turn your music down, and stop thinking that the world's all about PBRs and Fridays.
Amen. Well, thank you, Zach. Appreciate the call. Wow. Couldn't have said it better myself. I'm going to squeak this call in before I go back and check with Dave to see how excellent we're doing. Hello, Mike. Good morning. Welcome to K-Boo.
Good morning. Thanks for the show.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to give a bit of an alert and an action item. Hopefully people are taking video and pictures of these trucks, usually big trucks, sometimes modified, there'll be an American flag on them, or there'll be a pole with an American flag on them. I've been watching these guys, noticing these guys here and there. Definitely a minority, but they're around. And then I see them, the same folks, same trucks and things gathering here and there. watch out for these people. Be careful, but take pictures of license plates and their behavior and such like that. They seem to be a very aggressive drivers as well. And these guys have Aryan power symbols. They're wearing black T-shirts with thin white stencil logos and symbols on their shirts. They're all buddy-buddy, doing the skinhead thing, even shameless. So, but of course, a small minority of people.
Right.
I see them here up and down Carr County, up and down I-5.
Right.
Saw a whole
I pulled up behind a red truck the other day that had a Trump bumper sticker, and I looked up and it had a Confederate flag, and I looked up and it had all these other symbols of white supremacy. And I was like, I need to get away from this truck as quickly as I possibly can. But you're right.
Right.
I'm starting to see a few of those vehicles riding around as well. And in fact,
take pictures.
Yeah,
take pictures.
That's
we need to give them. We need to report them and report them to police and authorities that can maybe understand what's going on. So.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good day. 503-231-8187. But let me go back and talk to Dave first for a couple of minutes, because I know we want folks to still be calling 877-500-5266, because we got like $800 to raise. So we would love it if you became a member. If you've been listening for years and you were like, well, I was gonna, but you know, the hour ran out. You still have time. 877-500-5266. Dave, who do you want to thank?
Well, I want to thank Philip in Portland, Joanne, because they renewed their membership.
Yay.
And it's always great. And I want to put out there once again, you know, all those folks who listen and aren't members, now is the time to change that sad state of affairs. Become a higher being. Become a member of the KBOO family by dialing 877-500-5266. You're out there listening to Voices from the Edge every Thursday morning, and I know how much you value it. I value the program. And, you know, it only happens because we have members out there supporting KBOO, providing us with the resources we need to deliver the goods to you, to deliver you the type of conversations, the type of news reporting you're not finding anywhere else. I mean, let's face it, KBOO has the best talk radio anywhere to be found.
True that.
Right. And so, how do we keep that going? How do we even make it better? You dial 877-500-5266. We need to raise, let's say about $500.
Piece of cake. Come on, people. I know you people. I know that you will step up. I know you'll call 877-500-5266, or you'll go online at kboo.fm and become a member that way. You may have some relatives that you want to give a KBOO membership to, because they will need to be educated as we move into election crazy season. That might be what you'd want to do today. 877-500-5266. This is about you investing in your community radio station. The radio station doesn't operate on its own. It operates with hundreds of volunteers and just a few staff folks. And so you make all the difference. Dave, 877-500-5266 is the number. Is that right?
That is correct. And if you want to do it online, maybe you're at work and you can't get to the phone, KBOO.FM. Click on the button that says donate. It walks you through the process. But we've got some volunteers sitting right now. They aren't on the phone. They'd love to be talking to somebody.
Excellent. So, Dave, we're going to give that number one more time, 877-500-5266. I'm going to talk to a couple of the callers that are on the line now, but please, that doesn't mean you should stop calling 877-500-5266. We're going to try to squeak in a couple of callers before our hour's up. Hello, John. We're almost out of time. Could you state your thing 30 seconds or less?
Hi, Joanne. Hey, we love you.
Oh,
and
thank
I'm
you.
I'm mostly white. I got a little bit of Native American in me. And my thinking process as I got older was, hey, if we believe in human rights for everybody, that's everybody.
Right.
And it helped me to tell my fellow white people is who seem to want to be in denial of what happened in our history, that, hey, how would you like to 400 years of slavery, have your kids sold off and your husband and wife, mother, father, all your relations, your friends on an auction block?
That's right. And then 100 years of Jim Crow after that, and then, you know, massive laws of mass incarceration after that. Absolutely true. Thank you so much for your call. I'm so sorry we're running out of time.
Okay, take care, Joanne. We love you.
Love you too. Have a great day. Next caller, please. James? Nope, nobody? Okay, excellent.
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
Is this Joanne Hardesty?
It is, in the flesh.
Okay. I was just on the line. This is Joan. I had two quick comments. Are you off the air at this point?
Not yet, but you got 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds. First of all, a lot of people thought Hitler was an idiot, too, but he was elected.
Yes.
He got a vote.
Great point. That's right.
The second thing is that I think that people need some training, some public training for people who really want to help.
Right.
Dealing with a crazy person on the bus or something. A lot of people would really be afraid to say something, even though they might want to. But perhaps there could be training to teach people how to deal with a crazy person like that.
Well,
public.
Thank you. You get the last word. You have a fabulous day. I am Joanne Hardesty, 877-500-5266. We love you, KBOO listeners. Listeners, we love the fact that you support this community radio station. Thank you, John. See you all next week, same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
KBOO Portland, good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.